Are violins like fine wine that only get better with age? That's Bach's concerto for two violins, played by the Australian Chamber Orchestra's Helena Rathbone and Richard Tognetti. And now Helena will have an even more majestic instrument under her chin. The orchestra has been granted one of the world's most precious instruments, a golden era violin, made in 1732 by the master craftsman Antonio Stradivari. And she joins us this morning. Welcome.
Good morning, PK.
You have the Strad in hand too. You're holding a violin that's nearly 300 years old. How does that sound differ from modern violins and others you've played?
Well, you know, I always think we never heard a Stradivarius when it was first made. So who knows what that sounded like, but they are absolutely extraordinary. This violin is beyond anything that I ever dreamt of playing on, really. It's just absolutely amazing, and I'm still getting to know it, but I'm completely in love with it already, of course.
I can tell. How did the violin come into your hands, and do you know how much it's worth?
I do know how much it's worth. I'm not allowed to tell you that. But
why is it so top secret?
It's very valuable. It's in the millions, let's put it that way.
So you're just hanging out with a violin worth millions of dollars?
Yeah, I know.
You feeling relaxed about that?
Well, you know, any violin that I look after and I have under my chin, I look after it like it's, you know, a very precious thing. So, yes, it is a bit scary, but, you know, I have to put that aside and just treat it like I would any other violin. I call it my third child.
Yeah, because a violinist's relationship with their instrument is an intimate one. Tell me that intimacy.
You're very true, actually. It's very true what you say, because each violin has a very particular personality of its own, and you really need to get to know it, and it gives you back you have a sort of conversation and a real relationship with it. So, and also each violin can sound very different with different players, of course.
So. And you're already performing with the ACO, but Breakfast listeners are in for a special treat this morning. What are you going to be playing for us with this violin worth millions of dollars?
Well, because we are playing a program of Bach at the moment and members of the Bach family, I thought I'd play a bit of Bach for you. So I'm going to play the E major Gavotte.
Take it away. Thank you. Beautiful work there. ACO Principal Violin Helena Rathbone, who will be playing the nearly 300-year-old violin at the ACO's Bach concerts currently touring nationally.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.